Hey, yo, Jason, I meant to call in and say thank you for your response to my message about what to do when characters miss games, what to do for XP and things like that. But then life just got in the way. And then, fortuitously, Carl left a message with more thoughts on it. So I wanted to call in and say thank you for both you and Carl's thoughts. You guys had a lot of really good stuff to say, and I appreciate it. I agree that it is very dependent on the system, So thank you for that. I also wanted to say, Jason, that you and James's episode on solo play was awesome. Got me really thinking about solo play. And yeah, something that James was talking about how he started with solo play with running a whole troop of characters, but then went down to just running one, and that really resonated with me. I think I would like running one character more than a whole bunch of characters, just because I don't know. I've only run like a bunch of characters like that one time, and that was in a DCC funnel that I think you ran. I think so. It was like a Halloween one, a horror one. And it was fun. The adventure was fun, but I didn't jive so much with running that many characters at once. Maybe like two characters I could do no problem, but like four or five, I don't know. I think that'd just be too many for me. But it was just you and James had a really awesome conversation, and I appreciate it. So I wanted to say thanks, man. Take it easy. We'll talk soon, and peace out. Oh yeah, also before I go, I wanted to say that Visceral, yeah, it's a really fun system, folks. It's easy to learn, easy to play, and it is an awful lot of fun. So anyway, that's it now for real. Peace out.
Well, pop yourself a beer or a cold libation. I can tell you how I wrote this little theme. I went and took a call from brother Jason, and he tells me that he has a little dream. He says he needs a backwards intro to begin his podcast, and I ask him, what you got? He said, I'll start off with some talking and some moody clips of popcorn fighting, fantasy explorations and some groundless exploitation. Kickstarts that I'm watching and some blind unboxing, slow month or a movie marathon. Sometimes I let the dogs come on, contest and of course you know it's all about games. I said, slow down, let's just start with the name. It's the Nerds RPG Variety with the other Jason.
Welcome back to Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I'm your host, Jason. There at the top of the show, we heard Joe from Hindsightless. Thank you for those kind words. Sometimes I'll go days without watching the news. I'll get involved doing other things, and I'll miss things. So somebody pointed out to me that I missed mentioning that M. Emmett Walsh passed away. And I'm very sad that I missed that. I'm very sad that Walsh passed away. Great actor. If you see a picture of M. Emmett Walsh, you'll recognize him. Michael Emmett Walsh, of course. He died on the 19th of March. You know him for everything from Blade Runner to Blood Simple. Great, great actor. Always enjoyed seeing him. Somebody else that passed, well, Joe Lieberman passed. I totally missed that. I don't know how I missed that. And I didn't miss, but I do want to mention that Louis Anthony Kontor passed away on April 1st. And Kontor was the last survivor of the USS Arizona, the last living survivor of that. The Arizona, of course, was sunk by the Japanese during Pearl Harbor in 1941. Kontor went on to go to Naval Aviation School, got his pilot wings, flew bombers during World War II, and he ended up retiring as a lieutenant commander in the Navy. The Greatest Generation is quickly dying off. I mean, he was 102, and any of your older family members, grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, get out and visit them, call them on the phone, talk to them. We never know how long anybody's going to be around. Last month, Jim Ward died, the founders of the role-playing game hobby and the early luminaries of the hobby are quickly passing from this world. So if you can get to conventions, but let these people know how much we appreciate everything they've done for us. and get out there and hang out with your friends and game some. We talk about games a lot, but you need to actually get out and put that into practice and play, right? There's a great interview with Hanker Inferno of Runehammer that just came out. I'll link it in the show notes. I don't know anything about the YouTube channel it's on, but I tuned in for Hanker, and I'm glad I did. It's a great, great interview, fun interview, and Hankren says some great things in that interview. Another thing I'll link in the show notes, Merc the Meek did a show related to the recent topic on here about in-game rewards for out-of-game activities, and cited an interesting study from the 70s where they had two group of kids. They asked them both to draw. One group got rewarded for their drawings, the other group didn't. When they stopped giving the rewards out, the group that was being rewarded stopped drawing, and the other group kept drawing. And, you know, I can't help but think if you did that again today with cell phones and instant satisfaction, instant feedback from social media, that result would be the same today. Interesting there. Hopefully that kind of discussion will continue. I know that BJ over the Arcane Alienist and Carl over the Geomologist Presents were interested in continuing the conversation on in-game rewards for out-of-game activity. Hopefully that'll happen. Carl is also interested in 2D20 and continuing that. Maybe he'll be able to link up with Gabe from Analytic Dice and continue that conversation. Maybe also bring Kevin from Analytic Dice in on that. But I'm tired, folks. Honestly, I've, you know, counting the unnumbered episodes, I have over 630 episodes out, and I've probably said my piece. If I close the doors to the shop, that's going to leave some things promised that aren't going to happen, and I feel bad about that. I've played all the calls I've received. I do have 3 recorded interviews in the Walter Hill retrospective series, and I'll definitely publish those. In fact, my plan is at the end of this podcast, I'll play the trailers for the 3 films that I still have interviews to publish for. And then those will be published the next 3 weeks. And then I'll do a final episode the last week of the month. That's kind of where my head is right now. Anchor's closing shop, right? Spotify's closing it down. The app's going away. And there are other ways to publish, and I definitely could do that. But I don't know. I mean, I've probably said everything I need to say. I still plan on being part of the community. I'll still call into other shows. I'll still be active on Discord. But I'm tired. And I think it's time to close the doors. So I want to thank everybody that's called in. I want to thank everybody that's interacted with me over the years. I've really enjoyed those interactions on Discord, or the callers that call in, or people that have emailed, and those back and forths with other podcasters and listeners. I really appreciate TJ helping me out with the music, Ray Otis of the Coffee Cup Clip Art, Colin Green for giving that little announcement about if you haven't heard your call. So great, great community, and keep playing games and keep interacting with the community. I plan to still be active in the community. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to go up in the mountains and be a hermit. But I think this is my notice that I'll be closing the doors at the end of the month. I might change my mind, but right now I'm not feeling it. Anyhow, let me play the trailers for the movies coming up, and that'll end out the show. So thank you, everyone. Be excellent to each other.
It will show you as much about survival as deliverance, as much about human courage as Midnight Express, as much about armed conflict as Apocalypse Now. The bayous of Louisiana, the home of a little understood group of Americans. They're a peaceful people as long as they're left alone.
Everybody out of the truck!
The National Guard on weekend maneuvers. In 48 hours, they'll be home with their families. There's only one problem.
Will you back in here? This is our home.
They've crossed a boundary into a territory where they don't belong.
We ran into some people that are real weird, and I think maybe they're trying to kill us.
They violated laws they never knew existed.
Somebody figure out where the hell we're going and do it quick.
Gotta go east to go north.
Oh, that damn man.
And the farther they go, the closer they get to nowhere.
I'm gonna do it. But I'm gonna fight my way out of here.
Southern Comfort. It's the land of hospitality, unless you don't belong there.
In the next 48 hours, Nick Nolte, a cop.
I'm the calm type.
And Eddie Murphy, a con. Have got to outshoot, outsmart.
What's happening, Luther?
Outrun. And outlive the men they're after. They're not having a great time together.
Save my night.
And all the time they've got is 48 hours.
Y'all be cool.
Rated R.
Now showing at a theater near you. Check your newspaper for theaters and showtime.
Ah! Want to catch myself? God.
Eddie Murphy.
You're very smooth.
And Nick Nolte.
I was wanting a chauffeur, Reggie.
Have a lot of catching up to do.
Look, I got 48 hours to bring this guy in. I'm history.
But they better do it quick before the bad guys catch up with them.
They blew my car! They blew my car! That's a damn shame.
Another 48 hours starts Friday, June 8th.
Money. Everyone wants it. Until now, Monty Booster didn't have it.
They tell me you're my only living relative.
But he just made money the old-fashioned way.
You have 30 days in which to spend $30 million.
He inherited it.
If you can do it, you get $300 million. But if you fail, don't get diddly.
Why can't I tell my friends?
Because I don't want anybody helping you out. What's wrong? What's wrong? $30 million. I mean, you've got $30 million to control. This is a good day, you know.
He can't keep it unless he can spend it and have nothing left but the shirt on his back.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun with this kind of money.
Jake, I'd like to hire you as my official photographer. Salary, $10,000 a week.
How would you like to be my personal driver for the next 30 days at $5,000 a week?
What a country. America, I love it.
Hey, everybody, anybody want to go to lunch?
Everyone thinks he's crazy.
I want to bet $50,000. It went up. Don't sell it.
I think we should consider the possibility of psychiatric help.
At the rate you're going, you'll have spent your entire inheritance in less than a month, and you'll have nothing to show for it.
But $300 million says he's right on the money. Richard Pryor and John Candy.
It's like that old saying, you know, if I had more money, I'd be a millionaire. I'm a millionaire.
Brewster's Millions. Coming soon from Universal Pictures.
Joke about your spouse, but the operator's screaming it's coming from inside the house. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Well, the audience is pretty sure he took a pretty head, and the only question left is if I could shoot him dead. Bring on the gore, bring on the gore. Is a dustman and your moil is by the tipper, and I'm assuming that your partner back there in the wood chipper. Don't look away. Don't look away. Don't look away. Well, the zombies are arising and the world has gone to hell. We're living for the dying and we're dying for the train wreck.